Hey, welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Kick here with you this evening. We are especially live this hour because we have got a great band here in the studio. It's the 859s, Neville Handel, Christian Fisher, and Mike Beck, three of the four members of the band joining us here now in the studio. They got a show coming up this Sunday at City Tap in Pittsboro at 2 p.m. It'll be outdoors. It'll be socially distanced and COVID safe and a lot of fun. And their latest album is Songs from the East Road from 2019, and we're going to hear some music off of that and more. Guys, thank you so much for being with us today. It's great to have you.
Thanks for having us.
What are we going to hear first?
We're going to play a pretty new song called Carnival Haze.
Take it away.
Sleeping this morning, another night's been in the haze. I had to keep all the warnings from shutting off this place.
Awesome. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but we are not done. Much more from the 859s after this is Live and Local continues. And welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Kill Studios. Joined tonight by the 859s, three quarters of them at least. I'm not going to do the math. It's the three into 859 to figure that out.
Yeah. But
Neville Handel, Christian Fisher, Mike Beck, drummer Brad Goolsby joining us in spirit. They're all going to be together on Sunday the 18th in Pittsburgh at City Tap, a live show at 2 p.m. It'll be outdoors and socially distanced and live music and a lot of fun. So glad to have that coming back. Guys, again, thank you so much for being with us. This is fantastic.
Great, thanks.
Glad to be here.
So what's it like to get back on stage? And it's been forever. Is this show coming up? Is this your first one back, or have you done one before?
First one back. First one since last March.
Wow, what's it like?
Awesome. It feels awesome to be so close. We've been having a lot of fun practicing every Friday night, rock and roll party in our shed, but it's great to be able to actually go out in public and do that. So we're really excited.
Yeah, for sure, right? So how is 2020 and the first half of 2021 now? I keep asking people about 2020, like, how has 2020 been treating you? It's like, I don't remember 2020 anymore.
Yeah.
How has it been for you in the last year?
We were a little slow at first. I think most people during the beginning of the pandemic, we were all real cautious and taking our time with things, and we had a little recording project that we were working on in the shed in terms of finishing some home demos.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, it just took a while before we were comfortable all getting together in that space. You know, we were wearing masks, we were doing our thing, but there was always that variable of, you know, could something happen? And so we were just always communicating about, you know, exposures or potential exposures and being safe when we had to. I think at this point we're just really excited about getting back out there. 2021's looking a whole lot better than 2020.
Yeah. So what's the show going to entail this Sunday?
Well, Mike, you want
to? So we're going to be at the City Tap in the afternoon, which would be nice, 2 to 4 p.m. And, we're going to play all original set list, play two solid sets of music, maybe 20 songs?
No, 24.
24.
Yeah.
Nice.
And just get back to it. We played at the City Tap several times and always enjoyed playing there. I think it's maybe we played there 5 or 6 times before. So it'd be a great place to get started back playing live again.
Awesome. And you've got 3 albums out now, right? Or 2 albums and an EP, am I right about that?
Yeah, we
I don't know what the line is between an EP and an album,
right? So we have a full-length album,
right,
that we did with Jeff Crawford a while back. Then we had a single that we did with FJ Venter, and then we had a EP that we did with Steven Raitt.
Sycamore was the single,
Sycamore,
right?
Sycamore,
yeah, I was lumping that in as an album. Yeah, that's, yeah, right, that's right. Yeah,
so, yeah.
The album was from 2019, Songs from the East Road, and it's a fantastic album. And I know the next song we're about to hear is off of it. It's actually my favorite song off of the album, so I'm excited about that. And it came out in 2019, and then boom, pandemic hits the following year. But what's the reaction been to it? How has it been for you putting it out there and getting people to listen to it?
Well, I think when people have heard it, they've been very complimentary. I don't know how many people have actually heard it. Those of our friends and family who we've bribed into listening to it have received it quite well.
Right.
Where's the title come from?
Christian and I are neighbors, and so we live on a road, a little gravel road in Chatham County called East Road.
Nice.
And so that picture on the cover is of the big hill on our road.
All right.
And so we all get together over there and practice, and that's where a lot of the writing and recording happens.
Cool. Where does the 859s come from? Where's that name?
You want me to take that one,
Christian? I'd love for you to.
So it's a long...
I'm glad I asked a question that has a great story behind it.
Well, I don't know how great the story is, but it's a long and winding road that we'll try and simplify. So, originally, we struggled coming up with a name that we agreed on. And we settled on, I'd say, a time that we would always practice, which was 8:15, and we said that was a great, you know, idea. We could call ourselves the 8:15s.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found out that there was a band called the 8:15s, and we had to scramble. And so we started playing around again, and we liked this time idea, and 8:59 was a cool sounding name, and we kind of liked the idea of, you know, it's that last little bit of time, a little bit of freedom you have before you clock in at 9 o'clock in the morning. So it's this cool little notion of freedom.
You also get to sleep in a little bit more, right?
Yeah,
that extra 44 minutes means so much.
Absolutely.
Speaking with Neville Handel, Christian Fisher, Mike Beck, three quarters of the 8:59 show at City Tap this Sunday at 2 p.m. And let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
All right, so this is Philly Soul.
Go for it.
I wish that that I could talk to you. That's not something that you do, 'cause you have come to be alone. Tangled vines on an old ranch home.
It's the 859s, and we're going to be back with more from the band when Live and Local continues. Don't go away. Back in a couple minutes with more. Hey, welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you this hour, joined in the studio by three quarters of the 859s, Neville Handel, Christian Fisher, and Mike Beck. I got a show coming up at City Tap on Sunday the 18th at 2 p.m. That's in Pittsburgh. It's going to be an outdoor show, a lot of fun, and super excited to start being able to plug live music again after what seems like forever. So what is 2021 going to bring for you? You got this show coming up. What's next after that? Mike?
So we got a show coming up. We got something that we're going to be playing Bynum in the summer series, and we're looking to book some additional gigs. You know, we've got a lot of music pent up in us, and ideally, I think we'd like to go out and maybe record a few more singles or some more material, get some more material out there, and play some shows and have fun.
Yeah, and for people who are kind of listening to this right now who don't really know you, this is three quarters of the band, kind of the acoustic. Stripped down, unplugged kind of version of the 859s, right?
Right, yeah. So our drummer, Brad Goolsby, was not able to join us this morning. He had a prior commitment. So what you're hearing in the studio today is more, like you said, the unplugged thing. When we play live, it's a little bit more rock and roll for sure.
Yeah.
But you at least get a good idea of the songs and what we sound like, at least to some extent.
And then listening to the album and the EP and the earlier stuff, I love the 859s because I'll listen to a few of your songs and you'll lull me into this false sense of like, oh, you know, this is a country band, Security. And then you'll like hit me with a song like Philly Soul. It's like, oh, nope, this is rock too. It's great.
Yeah, yeah, it's a broad spectrum of influences, I'd say, and you know, with a couple different songwriters, we can really cover a good amount of territory pretty quickly, which is nice.
Yeah, well, yeah, let's hear one more song. What are we gonna hear last? This is a medley coming up, right?
Yeah, we're gonna blend something new and then one of our old classics.
So. Awesome.
Yeah, and I think it'll be good too. You're just talking about the different sounds. Like, it will start with something and we'll go into something completely different. So
nice. Take it away.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Every day we melt away a little at a time. Dripping, dropping, never stopping, sharpening the spine. Now's the time, I know it, to come undone and show it. Every day we melt away a little at a time. Leaves are falling, crows are calling, fruit torn off the vine. I made a shrine to take me out of my mind and into this life I'm going. Yeah. I'll find my way. Hope to a new song every day. Heaven waits in the darkest place. I won't be running again.
Love it. The show is coming up at City Tap this Sunday at 2 p.m. That's in Pittsburgh. Head down there and catch them live. The latest album, Songs from the East Road. You can find that on streaming services. You got a website or a place where people can go to find you?
Yeah, we're on Reverb Nation on Facebook. We've got Twitter. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. Yeah. We're on all of it.
We still haven't done Instagram yet, though. We're just, you know.
Oh, man. We gotta bypass Instagram and go straight to TikTok these days.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it's got to be. Hey, it's the 859s. Again, catch them in Pittsburgh this Sunday. Find their music online. Christian, Neville, Mike, thank you so much for being with us. This is fantastic.
Great. Thanks.
Our pleasure, Aaron. Thank you.
And back with more as Live and Local continues after this.